Hi, this is Bob Yutzi. I mean this mainly as a supplement to my main Quicken podcast. Just a few other things to know before playing parts one or two. I either covered some or didn't at all. And of course I remembered after I uploaded part one. Okay, first off the bat, if you're upgrading from a previous version of Quicken, the first thing you're going to notice when you get into your check register is, as usual, the very bottom line will read last update MMDDYY, whatever it was. However, there are no longer any buttons such as update transactions or payment, make a payment. However, there are other ways of doing the same thing. For instance, you can either update transactions can either be done by using your reading cursor to find the toolbar, delete find transaction, update transaction now, routing to the update transaction button and clicking it. However, a quicker way is Alt followed by N to go to online. You will already be at one step update, hit enter, and enter your Vault password. That's how I do it. Another thing you're going to find is going from left to right, file, edit, view, and so forth, there is no longer a cache flow menu, which is where Reconcile had been in previous versions. Reconcile is now under the banking menu. So to reconcile, I believe it is on the toolbar, however, a quicker way to do the same thing is Alt-B for banking, then R for reconcile. Also, if your screen reader, when tabbing around the register, if your screen reader starts speaking a whole lot of extra information, such as, I believe it's services, or I've heard one instance where it has spoken the entire toolbar, do the following. Alt-E for edit, P for preferences. You will automatically be in startup selection. Tab over to show Quicken toolbar and uncheck it. Quicken 09 has added a feature called Quicken sidebar, which is, from what I gather, just a quick launch type of deal that lists the most common Quicken tasks. However, this is not accessible, at least with window eyes. For parts 1 and 2 of my little podcast, I will be using Window Eyes, which you probably figured by now, Window Eyes 7.01, which is the current version, under Windows 7. However, the same thing will apply to any version of Windows such as Vista or XP. I'm just recording on my Asus netbook, which, if you're looking for a laptop, grab one. This thing's great. But I've currently upgraded it to run Windows 7 release candidate. Finally, I really should have mentioned this in part one, backup. There's no such thing as too many backups. Once you get everything set up to where you're managing all your banking through Quicken, you cannot have too many backups. I back up to one of those nifty Western Digital external USB hard drives, which is very convenient for that sort of thing. So that's it for now. My contact info is rjutzi@roadrunner.com. My Skype is jutzi1, just all one word, no dashes, spaces, hyphens, whatever. So enjoy this and enjoy the first part. Hi, my name is Bob Yutzi. I want to do at least two podcasts on using Quicken with a screen reader. In my case, with Window Eyes 7.01. However, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work with JAWS. A couple of prelims. first you may want to label the fields in register. I don't need to do that because I've been using Quicken since Quicken 2000. Second, you need to be able to use your screen readers with view cursor to read things that are not automatically spoken, which means either the WE cursor or the JAWS cursor, and I'm not sure what NVDA uses. Okay, so let's bring up Quicken. Okay, we are at getting started with Quicken. This is what will come up the first time you launch Quicken after installing it, and you will be presented with a radio button. I am new to Quicken. Okay, if you tab over. Okay, normally this will be a custom control, which if you, like me, are using Window Eyes, you will need to do an insert R to reclass this as a button, which will be automatically labeled as next, which I've done this already. So I'm at next. I'll hit spacebar. Okay. I just shift tab to speak that. You will need to use your review cursor. Select one of the following. Okay. That's what we want, so we'll just tab over to next. Okay. Again, we will need to manually read the screen. Okay, we're in Quicken. However, if you tap around, nothing will happen because we haven't configured any accounts yet. So now what we can do is we can either go into the register, which will be blank, or since we want to configure Quicken to work with our bank, the best way to do this is Alt by itself, then N for online, an arrow up or down. Okay, what I did is I down arrowed to online services setup, and I will hit enter to select that. Okay, create new Quicken account is checked, which is what we want, so we want to tab. Okay, what I need to do from here on is shift tab to go to next. I don't want to tab because Window Eyes does some screwy things. So I'm shift tabbing to next, hitting spacebar. Okay, checking. That's what we want. We want to leave that at checking because what it will do is even if it finds a savings account, it will automatically add that. So shift tab to next. Enter the name of your financial institution. So in my case, it's Chase. So I'll just type in C-H-A-S-E and shift tab to next. And hit spacebar. I suppose you could do enter too. I'm just used to spacebar. Okay, I'm going to go to WE cursor so I can review the screen. And I'm just reviewing it line by line.
Yes,
connect to Chase through Quicken. Okay, that's what we want. That's already checked, so I'm going to shift tab to next. Chase user ID. Okay, this is going to be different depending on what bank you use, obviously. So I will enter my user ID. Tab over to Chase password. Tab over again, re-enter password. Okay, this is going to be the same user information that you use to log in to your bank through your web browser. Okay, we want to leave everything else as it is and shift tab to next. Updating financial institution. Okay. Okay, enter account nickname. That will let you enter, you know, okay, by default, all of your accounts will be named according to their account number, which is not something you probably want. So you can instead add a nickname, which we don't want to do here because, again, at least with Windows Eyes, it does some odd things. So we're going to shift tab to next. Edit spacebar or enter to select. Processing online data. Okay, we need to wait till it does its thing. It's a lot of work. It is some work to get set up, but it's well worth it, as you will see in this or the next podcast. Because if you pay your bills through the website, as long as your bank is set up to work with Quicken, this will also import all of your payee information, which is nice. Okay, password for the password vault. Okay, what that is let's say you have more than one bank account, checking or savings account. Rather than having to enter your PIN for each account, you can enter a master password, and that will just log in once without the need to do that. So let's create a password vault or a vault password. And I will tab over, re-enter password, and shift tab. To next and hit spacebar. Okay, the really cool thing about Quicken 2009 is if one of your accounts is a credit card account, it will automatically, after all this, put you in the edit area for that credit card. And if you want to, you can add information for that credit card. Okay, here I'm in credit maximum. So if I want to, I can type that in, which I'll go ahead and do. And hit next, shift tab to next. We got another credit card account. Credit limit, I'll go ahead and do that. It's got more updating to do. Let's use our review cursor. Okay, we're done. And since I don't know quite how to find where to click to get out of here, I just hit Alt F4. Because as you've heard, if you type and shift tab, it just dings. So let's get out of here. Don't want that.
Ew.
Okay. Okay, what I'm doing now is I'm manually reading the screen. Okay. First thing at the top of your screen, okay, we're in the registry. The first thing at the top of the screen is banking. There's a button called banking, okay? From then on, each line will be one of your bank accounts. Okay, what we can do now is we can edit each account. Remember how we were put in account nickname and all that? We can. The easier way to do it is manually edit each account. Okay, so I'll do the first one. I'll just... And I'll just right-click on that account that you want to edit, which in this case is a checking account. And I chose edit. Account details, edit. Okay, now I can just type in a name for the account. Shift tab to okay. Oh. And you can do that for each account. That way, each account will have its own name as opposed to its account number. Okay, what I'll do on the next one is get more into online bill pay and so forth, as well as just finding different information on your screen. If you're upgrading to 2009 from previous versions, one thing you're going to notice right off the bat is you're probably used, like me, you're probably used to having buttons at the bottom of the screen for make an online payment as well as update transactions. Those buttons are gone. There are two ways that you can update your transactions, your daily activity. The easiest is to hit Alt followed by N for online, and you will be automatically placed on one-step update. Hit enter, enter in your vault password, it'll put you on update, click it, and you're good to go. Another way you can do it is find the toolbar on your screen, delete, I can get more into that. One of the buttons will be update now. You can route your cursor to that and click on it. However, I just do one-step update because it's much, much easier. So if you want to contact me, my email is rjutzi@roadrunner.com. My Skype is jutzi1. And hopefully before too long, I will come up with the second podcast, which will be where all the fun stuff is. Hi, this is Bob Yutzi. What I now want to do is... Okay, we've already created a new Quicken file and set it up to work with our bank, configured it, and so forth. So now, let's do an update, and I will show you how to accept new transactions, which is real nice. Okay, so I will load Quicken. Okay, Quicken password. I've got a password on my Quicken file. This is not to be confused with the vault password. Alright, why is it not? The password is usually case sensitive. If you assign a password to your file, to your Quicken data file, that is, it is case sensitive. Okay, now we're in our registry. Our check register. Okay, before I go too much farther, I want to show you how to set it up so that whenever you get into Quicken, it puts you in the register as opposed to that setup screen. Okay, the way to do that is Alt-E for edit. Preferences. I'm sorry, let's start it all over. Okay, Alt-E for edit. Up arrow to preferences. Enter on preferences. Okay, now you can choose between Quicken Program, Customize Online Updates, Internet Connection Setup, and we're back to Quicken Programming. Okay, so just whenever you get into Preferences, you are at Quicken Program, which in this case is what we need. Okay, on Startup, Open 2. Here we can use our up and down arrow keys to select where we want to be at on Startup. Okay, now as in the case of WindowWise, not all of these are spoken. So let's just arrow down until we get to. Okay, checking. We want checking. So we can just shift tab to okay. Okay, now whenever we get into Quicken, we will be in our checking register, where we can tab. Okay, the first field is date. Now, since I don't have these labeled, I can activate my reading cursor. And I can okay, now I can read the fields manually so I know what they are. Which I choose not to label these fields, you can label them. Okay, now let's go, let's use our reading cursor and go to the bottom of the screen and find out when it was last updated. Last download on 5/21/09, okay, which is yesterday. So I need to update this. What I will do is I can either, as I think I mentioned this in part one, there's two ways to update the registry. I can either go to the toolbar using my reading cursor and manually click on Update Now, or the easier way is to do an Alt-N. That's on an Alt-N simultaneously, because that will put us in Make a Transfer. So Alt-N will take us to the online menu and already put us at One Step Update, which is what we want. So we will hit Enter on One Step Update. Okay, Vault Password. Remember, that is our master password for doing everything online, and we will hit Enter. Update Now button, spacebar on Update Now. And it's, you could read the screen manually, but it's just doing its thing. It's updating all of our bank accounts, including any scheduled bill payments. Now, this is taking longer than it normally would take because I'm doing this using my wireless connection on my laptop. Okay, we're done. Free update to Quicken available. Let's type over to update later. We are back in our register. Okay, now let's use our reading cursor to find out whether or not there are any new transactions. Okay. Okay, last download on 5.22.09, any new transactions will be below the last updated line. Okay, new, 5.09.09. Okay, what I do is I use my reading cursor to go to the date of the new transaction. And I route my mouse to my reading cursor and right click on it. Okay, menu closed. If that happens, I left click. Now I right click. Okay, context menu. It brings up a sub menu. Now I use my up or my down arrow to go to accept transaction. Okay, I do the same for each new transaction to accept it into the registry. And it looks like there's only one transaction. Okay, now let's say we want to reconcile the account in Quicken to our bank account. So, unlike previous versions of Quicken, where reconcile used to be under the cash flow menu, the 2009 version dropped the cash flow menu. So instead, reconcile is under banking. So we hit Alt-B for banking, R for reconcile. Okay, here we can either reconcile to online statement or paper statement. Very important, I learned this firsthand. Do not change this option. If you do, no transactions will show up to be reconciled. If you choose to do everything online, reconciling needs to be done to match your online activity. So let's tab over to OK, because we want to reconcile to online. Okay, now this brings down two drop-down boxes. The one that you're automatically put in is all transactions. If you tab over, it will put you in the deposits window for all deposits into your checking account. Windowize speaks uncleared transactions as unselected. So everything will most likely be selected by default, assuming it's cleared the bank. This is a nice way to detect any suspicious transactions. Okay, let's go down. I will double check. Okay, all of these have cleared. Okay, I tabbed over to see if there's any deposits. I made a transfer from savings, which counts as a deposit. So now I can either tab or shift tab to finished, space bar. Reconciliation complete, your account has balanced. Okay, no, I do not want a report. There's no reason to get a report. So I spacebar on no. And now what I always do, and I would recommend doing this, is since I'm on my laptop, which is connected through my wireless network and I'm sharing the hard drive on my desktop, is I do Control-B to back everything up. And I'm backing up to my... There's a file with the same name. Do you want it to have right? Yes, I do. I am now backing up to my Western Digital Passport. And the really cool thing about all this is since I've got a wireless up, is I can do this from anywhere in our house, which I do. Now, one more Okay, I haven't covered how to pay bills yet since I've done this previously. When I created a new file, it downloaded all of our scheduled bill pays. So I hit Alt followed by N for online. Get out of there. Okay. Online Center. This is new also. Under online, there's something called Online Center, and that will be the same as clicking on Make a Payment button in previous versions of Quicken. Okay. Payee. What I do is just type in the first three letters of the company you want to pay. In this case, let's use American Electric Power. So AMER. Okay, has it matched? Let's double check. Yes, it did. Okay, the amount of the last payment is already filled in. If it's changed, we can backspace and replace it. When we're all done, just shift tab to. We can either go back and to the enter button and use spacebar to enter and add more transactions. But then when we're all done, we can tab over to the update/send button, click it. It will prompt for the vault password unless we have closed out of Quicken since our last online update, and it will send everything to, it will connect to the website and send any scheduled bill payment, and we're done. So that is Quicken pretty much in a nutshell. It's an excellent, excellent program. I love this stuff. I've used Quicken since 2000, and I can't understand why I waited until 2 or 3 years ago to learn how to set it up to do this. And okay, we've now, very important again, backup. We have got a backup, which I can't emphasize enough the importance of a Quicken backup. So as always, if any more questions, contact or information is rjutzi@roadrunner.com. My Skype is Yutzi1, just JUTZI1.